To continue with our agenda this morning, we're going to jump down to item number 19, which is an information item, the Trails Are Calling update with Rachel Comas, who will be joining us virtually. Rachel, when you can hear us, go ahead and begin.
Wonderful. Good morning, Madam Chair, Commission, and Secretary Roebling. I've got permissions here. I've got a PowerPoint to share. Hold, can I have you? It says I'm disabled.
Yeah, we're working on it, Rach. I might have to run it for you. I think I have your...
That's fine.
Oh, you're good now, Rach. You have co-host, Rach. Go ahead.
There we go. Each year, South Dakota State Parks highlights an activity to encourage everyone to visit their local parks all year long. In 2023, the Trails Are Calling. Visitors were encouraged to hike designated trails in 46 participating state park and recreation areas. To help participants plan their adventure, we provide an interactive map you can see here that identifies specific trails in which Sasquatch has been spotted. And this can be found on our hike page for 2023. Upon finding Sasquatch signs, our participants took fun videos, like the boys here, scanned the QR code and uploaded the photo with their information to receive prizes. Each hiker that submitted a selfie prior to July 11th was also entered to win Spearfish Sasquatch game baseball tickets. So tier one, they got really cool die-cut stickers that said, "I found Sasquatch in the South Dakota State Park." Tier two, they got window clings that said they found 10 Sasquatch, they're tracking him. Tier three, they got a custom keychain. And then tier four, they got official Sasquatch Hunter t-shirts. We've seen really great program participation this year with almost 2,500 photo submissions and over 5,500 hikers visiting South Dakota State Park trails. Everyone from individuals, families, and large groups have participated. The vast majority of our hikers are residents, but we're also seeing participation from folks all around the country. 41 of the 50 states we've had hikers from. To date, Sasquatch has been found along each of the 46 trails. In the lead, Spearfish Canyon has had the most hikers with 193, followed by Custer with 154. And as you can see here, we've had over 4,600 residents and 872 non-residents. Our first participant to find over 35 Sasquatch were Olivia Meyer from Sioux Falls, her and her family. She's actually found all 46 Sasquatch and even won tickets to a Spearfish Sasquatch baseball game. So clearly our elusive Sasquatch was no match for Olivia. We also have a father-son duo, the Welches, Martin and John, who have over 20 Sasquatch sightings. They're from southeast South Dakota. They've been racking up sightings, and we have Emmett from Wilmont that's got over 20 sightings. And there's still a few others with over 20 sightings. So while we have a lot of those Tier 1 folks, we've got a lot of people that have already visited over 20 state parks this year, which is amazing. Our Sasquatch hunting season first began with first day hikes. And then on June 6th, we had several parks host National Trail Day hikes. And then we also had AARP hikes that were held every month this summer in different state parks. The AARP-sponsored hikes covered the cost of the daily park entrance license for each participant by AARP. And those generally attract 12 to 24 of the AARP members. We also had a variety of other hiking events held across the state. And then here we have shown a few of our scheduled upcoming hiking and trails events. And you can find a full list of our parks events on our website by simply clicking on the events tab. We also continue to promote fall camping, day use, and special events all year long. We've got modern lodges, suites, and group lodges, and most camping cabins are available all year round for folks to plan their stays. Sasquatch has also been very popular off the trails with sightings all across the state. He's helped promote our state park entrance licenses, our Go Forth program, the Check Out South Dakota State Parks program. He's also been featured in events like the Call of the Wild Night Hike and Scavenger Hunt at Lewis and Clark. And in July, he spent time with the South Dakota National Guard engineering units from Mobridge, Pier, and Chamberlain at their annual training at Indian Creek. And he also spent some time with the Mobridge Tiger Kids in August. He's frequently been spotted throughout West Whitlock Recreation Area and Campground. He's even taken pontoon rides there. He's been in several parades across the state. He's made stops in North Point, Adams Homestead, Lake Herman, Good Earth, and Palisades. And supposedly, he stole a golf cart at Lake Louise. I hear Sasquatch has recently been spotted in Cottington County and has been wanting to visit a commission meeting. So I introduce to you our GFP Sasquatch, who has a gift for each of you. We've had a lot of fun with this year's promotion.
Thank you.
Thank you. So in each of those bags, there's Sasquatch t-shirts for you guys. And then each of the tiered prizes, so you can see what our participants have received.
Very good. Very good, Rachel.
Thank you for your time today. And thank you, Sasquatch.
Any questions for Rachel about this morning's presentation? Rachel, just one question. How long do we foresee using our Sasquatch mascot and the trails are calling and you know how folks can go and get their pictures in front of the sign? Will this be around for a while?
So we typically do a different theme each year, and next year's theme is fishing, but I don't see Sasquatch going away anytime soon. Honestly, he's been a huge hit. And I envision it, you know, our trails are a really big part of our day use in the parks. So why would we ever have Sasquatch leave? The trails are calling is a great tagline. It's a great theme. So we can keep him along. We've already been working on our some fun stuff for the fishing next year, but I would definitely expect a cameo from Sasquatch there as well.
Very good. All right. Thank you, Rachel.